Support for WILL is provided in part by Risk Management Commodities, presenting an agricultural outlook meeting on Saturday, January 27th from 9 a.m. to noon at the Holiday Inn in Terre Haute, Indiana. Lunch will be provided. More information is available at 866-837-9027.
This is Morning Edition on AM 580, and it's time now for our opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Thursday morning, everyone. Let's check how prices fared in the resumption of trading. We gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time. In Kansas City, March wheat opened at 4.89, up 2.25 on the open. May 5.05, up 10.25. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 4.68.25, up 2.25 on the open. May 4.80 unchanged. July 4.89, up 1. December 5.11.5, up 4 on the open. March corn opened at 4.02.25, down 1.5 on the open. May 4.13, up 0.5. July 4.19, up 0.5. September 4.05.25, up 1.5. December 3.98.75, up 1. March 2008, 4.04, unchanged. May 4.10, up 3.5. July 4.11, down 0.5 on the open. March oats open at 265.5, up 2.25 on the open. May 274, up 2.5. March soybeans opened at 717, up 2 on the open. May 731, up 0.5. July 743.75, up 0.5. November 767.25, up 0.5. January 772, unchanged. March 2008, 773.5, up 1.5 on the open. March soybean meal opened at 208.50, up 10 on the open. May 212.90, unchanged. March soybean oil opened at 29.25, up 2 on the open. May 29.70, unchanged. At the Merck, January feeders opened at 94.60, down 10 on the open. March 93.45, down 25. February live cattle opened at 89.75, down 10 on the open. February lean hogs opened at 62.70, down 12.5 on the open. April 66.70, up 2.5. And February pork bellies opened at 99.65, up 12.5 on the open.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn after corn specialists. Information on the web at agrigold.com or by contacting Regional Sales Manager Scott Williamson at 217-778-6485 for representative nearest you.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Dale Dirkholtz of AgriVisor Services in Bloomington, Illinois. Good morning, Dale.
Good morning, Dave.
How would you characterize the price action that we've seen over the last week to 10 days in the marketplace?
Just one of really more consolidation slash correction. Take your spin you want to put on it. But I think the market, after having, you know, that, what, 70-cent run from the low ahead of the crop report until the peak we put in after, it was really much in need of having some kind of consolidation correction, especially given the fact that, you know, short term, we really have run out of any really significant news in the marketplace. So everybody's got to step back and pull their ideas together on what they think's coming next.
What are your ideas of what's coming next?
I still don't think that we've seen a market at this point that's hit its peak at this particular juncture. I still think we got some higher highs coming in the short term on corn, and corn is obviously the leader, but I think we'll see the same thing even on beans yet. But I think somewhere here in the next 2 to 3 weeks, we're probably going to put in some kind of an interim peak that will persist for some time.
We were talking to Dan Zwicker last week in the afternoon, and, of course, he's been talking quite a bit lately, technically speaking, in the corn pit, the lead options around this 415 to 420 area as an area that corn needs to push through to make significantly higher highs. Are you seeing anything on the horizon from a fundamental standpoint that would help this effort?
Well, basically, I mean, when you look at the fundamental games, about the only thing you're going to have to play with here at this particular juncture is going to be weekly export inspections, weekly export sales, which we had today, that really were pretty good. Any kind of daily news that may come across into the industry on exports. But, boy, you get other than that, and you're starting to get kind of thin and looking for news items that are going to have some impact.
Turn your attention to the soybeans. What are you seeing there?
Really a market that's still pretty much a follower at this juncture. Beans to me and wheat too. You know, corn is obviously in the lead at this point because of the energy ingredient in the corn market, and beans and wheat are going to go as far as what corn is going to allow them or carry them to at this juncture in time. South America mostly looks pretty good. There may be some emerging concern in the industry right now because rust reports are up quite a bit this year, but so far the marketplace hasn't responded real hard to any rust news yet, and it's still a little early.
We're also seeing some news about new spreads of bird flu in the Asia market. Is the trade picking up on that at all yet?
Well, the trade's aware of it. My attitude is trade probably doesn't care about it. Now, you go back and you look at the feed consumption data for bird flu over there the last 2 to 3 years, and you really don't see any huge overriding negative influence in terms of feed demand. And I think with all the focus on energy right now, bird flu, yeah, it's something to talk about, but I don't think they really care that much about it.
So with not a lot of fundamentals in the market to talk about unless we have some surprises, traders turn to technicals, and they seem to be doing a lot of spread trading lately. Could you talk about that?
Well, you know, the spread trading itself at this point is going to be something as a function from what people see in the technical side, even as the spreads at this juncture. You know, we did have a burst of farm sales, well, not really farm sales, but cash grain movement that occurred right after first of the year, and a lot of that really tied to the March contract itself. So as you know, those hedges were lifted that some of those elevators had in place. You know, we saw the March contract tend to hold its own here temporarily, but you know, I think the market in the spreads, people have been mostly just taking profits after having been bull spreading or just standing back in here and deciding, okay, what's coming next, like everybody else, even if you're an outright position trader trying to decide what's coming next. You know, we go through that in the market every once in a while, and we're just into one of those.
So given everything you've seen, what do you think the direction in the market will be over the next 30 days?
Well, I still personally think that somewhere here in the next couple of weeks we're going to see corn and beans both probably poke out to some new highs. I've got a series of targets on March corn, 422, 427, and 429. I think if we get up into some new highs in there, we're probably going to see a market that's going to take a stutter step and go into a larger, broader, a wider swinging type corrective pattern, and one that may carry the market sideways to a certain degree as we go into either the next 7 week low that's due at the end of February or the 10 week low that's due in the corn market the middle part of March. And the beans, the same story, but in the beans you've got a 12 to 14 week low that's going to be out in that period too. So I just think we're going to get up to a point where the market, this rally is going to take a big breather.
Turn your attention to the Merck, please.
Well, the name of the game in the Merck is weather. Weather and the influence on cash markets. We're going to find another cold wave coming into the Midwest next week. That's got some people thinking that hog number is going to start getting a little tighter on daily movement because of that cold weather. I think that's a supportive influence at this point. But in all fairness, February hogs can't go very far with the premium they have to the cash right now. The cattle market, you know, it's kind of a game right now of weather plays a game. 1 week it's poor, 1 week it's, you know, it's more positive. We've got feedlot conditions out in the Great Plains that certainly aren't good unless we keep the ground frozen. So as long as it's real cold, that actually tends to be a little bit negative to the cattle market, but when things warm up a little bit and lot conditions get a little muddy, things get a little bit more positive. I think the cattle market's probably done what it's going to do for now and is probably in a corrective mode here. Beef demand seems to be a little sloppy, and I think that's a big ingredient.
Thank you much, Dale.
Good talking to you.
You too. Dale Durkholz of AgriVisor Services. He is in Bloomington, Illinois.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Bob Bastifer in Danville at 217-477-6016. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Let's look at the current tick. March wheat in Kansas City, 486.5, down a quarter. At the Board of Trade, March wheat, 464.5, now 464 even, down 2. May, 478 down 2. March corn, $4, down 3 quarters. May, 411 and 3 quarters, down 3 quarters. July, 417.5, down 1. September, 405 up a quarter. December, 397.25, down a half. March beans, 712 down 3. May, 727 down 3.5. July, 741 down 2.25. November, 764 down 2.75. March soybean meal, 206.60 down 180. March soybean oil, 29.21 down 2. At the Merck, January feeders, 94.75 up 5. February live cattle, 90 even up 15. February lean hogs, 62.75 down 7.5. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We're on the web at wiloag.org. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.